When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, Chantel.
Hey, Roxanne.
Chantel, the Valley. I am so excited to speak about it. And I just want to know, based on this episode, if you feel like you're more into it now.
Oh, yeah. Like, they brought it. It was actually, like, in a great episode. And I think people kept telling us, like, I can't wait to hear your thoughts. So, like, I think we were going to maybe skip it this week. But then it was so good that there's no way we could skip telling our thoughts on it. So no,
I don't want to skip it. I love the show.
I'm just saying, because we already did some episodes, we had some stuff, and, like, you know, we've been very consistent though on each episode. So
yeah, no, I'm so into it. I'm so into it. Before we get into the Valley though, Chantel, it is so awesome seeing that a lot of you guys, now that we are walking and we bought that step counter, and just seeing that so many of you guys got it and are, you know, walking a lot more and making sure to get your steps. I think that's so cool. I will say, today is the first time that I have had a lazy day where I just don't have it in me. So I only have like a 1,000 steps, and I'm like, oh my gosh, because usually by now I'll have 10,000. So
can you buy it for me again? Because, like, I miss it, and, like, I feel like I was definitely more motivated when I had it, and, like, I feel so, like, guilty having to buy that again. So
okay, I'll buy it for you. Happy birthday.
But so, wait, one thing I'll say though is, like, you guys, when I'm usually walking, like, I listen to a podcast. So, like, while you walk, listen to our podcast. So if you're just sitting down, unless you've had a very hard day, get up and start walking.
That's what I was doing. Like, every time I was on the phone, I would just start getting up and walking. I'm like, I'm not going to sit and talk on the phone. I'm going to get up and walk and talk on the phone. And it really does motivate me. But today I'm just like, I don't have it in me. So I was like, whatever, I can have an off day.
Well, you're a psycho. So yeah.
Yeah. So let's start talking about Valley, because so much happened on this episode. Again, if you're not watching, please watch. I would choose it over Vanderpump Rules. In fact, I 100% believe that some of the cast is going to join it next season, and that it is a huge success. But, you know, I do love that when the episode starts, it starts off with Kristen walking us through her journey of getting pregnant and showing the sides of, you know, seeing a negative test and being vulnerable to open up about that, because it's not always easy. And, you know, sometimes in movies, that's all we see. Like, they see the positive pregnancy test, they're so happy. And I like her opening up about it, and she's being positive. But also, that's why Michelle talking about Kristen getting pregnant really bothered me, because she's being vulnerable and she wants to be pregnant so badly. And I do feel she'll be a good mom. You know, I know we all, like, have drama, but that doesn't mean you're not going to be a good mom.
Yeah, exactly. Like, don't talk about someone's fertility. I think that's wrong. It's such a sensitive topic. And if someone wants to be a mom and, you know, they can provide for their child,
that's,
like, why should we like talk negatively about them?
Yeah. I know Kristen and Luke, they obviously want a child, and they both, you know, think going back and forth would be realistic. Again, I feel like it would be two for a few years, but then when your kids are in school, then what?
I know. You're going to pick a spot. You're just going to.
You have to.
But sometimes, like, you just need to do it and, like, be in it, and then you'll make those decisions.
Right.
Or like, at least have a plan, because then if you don't, maybe then it would cause for, like, you know, a divorce or something. But well, they're not even married yet, but, you know, still, someone's going to have to give.
Right, exactly. Jax and Jasmine meet up, and that was random, I thought.
Yeah. You know what I thought was, like, you know, one of them texted the producers and was like, I want to have lunch with Jax, you know, or, like, the producer set it up, and it was, like, so random to me.
Producer, like, okay, set that up. Yeah. Producer set up who meets with who and who hangs out with who. So producers, like, can see what's happening, and then they're like, all right, who should we align to then talk about this? Or put together to then talk about this. I thought it was funny that Jack said Brittany doesn't tell him everything because he has a big mouth. And that's such a red flag where you have to, like, withhold things that you tell your husband because of his big mouth. But Brittany's, well, like,
I mean,
that's smart of her.
I feel like not a red flag for the relationship, but like a red flag for him. Like,
you right, could, yeah.
But be better at it. He is the worst secret, you know, secret holder. And I loved during their meetup. I loved how Jasmine was like telling him, like, listen, you need to be like more into Brittany, you know, because sometimes hearing it from someone else is nice. But like, it feels like Jax is just the same old Jax. He'll never change. He's like, I'm trying, I'm trying. It's like, are you though? You're not trying.
Right. What I thought was so interesting is Jasmine saying that Brittany doesn't want to end up like Jesse and Michelle. And he says that would never, ever, ever happen. And I feel like Jax being the limelight is not good. I do believe Jax that he would make sure it didn't happen if he wasn't on TV again. But now that he's back in the limelight and then has a bar, there's just so many red flags.
I know.
Yeah. Jax tells Jasmine that Michelle has been texting other men and that he found out from Kristen. And here's the thing. If Michelle is texting other men while married, it's just not okay. Because if we found out that Jesse was doing that, we'd all be going crazy. And they're in therapy. So she's obviously, we know that she's obviously checked out. But at the end of the day, she's still married. She's still seeing a therapist. So if she's texting men married, to me, that's a no.
Yep, I agree. It's not okay.
Yeah. And I was dying that Jax is at that point where, you know, he starts talking about his hair thinning. So he's partnering up with a company. And I feel like a hair loss is a man's biggest fear. Like that,
oh, 100%.
That in height. That in height. Yeah. So I was like, oh my gosh. And he's saying that he's getting on top of that. I remember my husband actually had cancer. And the one thing that he just couldn't, you know, fathom is the fact that he's going to lose his hair. And he has such thick hair that he didn't lose it entirely, but that was so hard for him. So I know that men really struggle with that.
Yeah. It's like telling a girl she's gaining weight or something. Yeah. It's like the hair thing is such a sensitive thing, but I agree. Like it's even with us, like when we start thinning out our hair, we freak out because it's not, it's the one thing that can like make you in a sense, like it's just, I don't know. It's like, it's all of our security blanket for some reason.
Yeah. Well, I think hair makes a difference, period.
Yeah.
And I mean, women at least get to wear extensions, you know, men, they can't, they have to like go to, I know so many guys who like went to Turkey and did a hair transplant. I'm like, oh my gosh.
You either go there or you go get your hair. You shave your head like bald and you just try to rock that look.
Yeah. Again, Michelle is checked out, and I understand where she's coming from. She doesn't want Isabella to grow up in a household where all she sees is fighting. So again, she's done. She knew she was done. But it's interesting that they signed up for the show knowing where they were at in their marriage.
I know. I almost think like, you know, but it's kind of like what happens on The Real Housewives, where a lot of the girls will do that because it's like their way out. In a sense, and or sometimes it makes it bring it more to the light where you're just like, okay, this is the right thing for me to do. And like, this is why you guys look. But it seems like she's, you know, I agree with her of why she got to the point of being checked out. But I think how she's handled it since that point of being checked out is really wrong. And I think that's where she messed up. If she just like, you know, was like, we need a divorce and that's it, I'm not happy. And then she did her like little frolicking with other men and texting other men. She could have just done that. But for you to hold on to whatever you guys have as a relationship is just what was wrong.
And maybe the show was like kind of pressured to hold on to it.
Yeah.
You know, I just love everything about Danny and Nia. You just look at Danny and Nia and know they were both raised so well.
I love them so much. They really give me like butterflies.
Yeah. And I love that they're not like, Nia's not the type who's going to start drama or do anything for the show. Like, she has her boundaries. And at least like, you know, on The Real Housewives, I do feel like there's way more pressure for drama because you can be like a one season person. And at least for like Vanderpump Rules, they don't like fire people after one season who was like originally cast. So I think that would be the same with The Valley. So at least like, you know, I think it's refreshing to see someone like that.
Oh yeah, 100%.
We were just Chantal and I were just talking about bank accounts and couples, you know, like where they say their money goes into the same bank account. And Nia and Danny talk about how, you know, their money, like she's basically an influencer and his money is like what they use. What does he do though? Do we know?
I don't know. I was curious when I watched it. I was how much does he make?
Yeah. Chantal, what do you do with the bank account? You have your separate?
Yeah, well, we just got married, so we haven't, like, figured that out yet. But I like it separate for now.
Okay, wow. Okay.
I mean, because my husband, even the other day, he's like, how come I can't buy anything? And I'm like, what do you mean? Because he's seeing all my, he's like now realizing I really do have a shopaholic problem. But like some of this stuff is for the house, but he sees like all these packages arrive for me on a daily. And he's like, how come I never buy anything? I'm like, you can, you have your own money. Go use it. Like, I'm not telling you what to do.
I know my husband does that. And he's like, I've never bought new clothes in the last like 5 years. And I was like, okay. And he's like, and you have a package every day coming in. And I was like, but I'm also buying for 4 children now. So it's not just for me. You know, I'm buying things for 4 children and delivering it to the house. And I'm like, you know, then buy new clothes. Like, my gosh.
So yeah, I feel no like, one's telling you guys not to buy anything. So
no matter what, I feel like if your account is, there's like pros and cons to having the account together and not together.
Yeah.
For us, it's just like easier.
Yeah.
So Janet's husband is helping Danny put something together, but they aren't handy. I feel like it would be so hard to be with someone who isn't handy because I'm so not handy.
Welcome to my life.
I know you've like come to my house and my husband is thankfully the handiest human ever. But like if sometimes I want things done right then and there, that's the only annoying thing. And so like I've had Chantal come and put things, especially when I first had Charlie, like my first child, like Chantal came and put things together and I'm like, are you good?
I know. And then Jacob would get so mad. I'm like, okay, you did this wrong. I'm like, then why didn't you do it?
So, yeah. He really would get so annoyed with her. She even, and Chantal even like put my kids' playhouse together. I had 4 people come and put my play, including my husband, put my kids' playhouse together. And the whole time I stood there and watched.
You're the worst.
Because I'm just not handy. Or am I? You'll never know, you know, because I claim
I told you guys she like lies. She lies about what she can do.
Yeah.
But honestly, if you're in a new relationship, I think it's a great way to go, guys. Just pretend you can't do much.
Right. I swear, start it from the beginning. There's going to be pressure on the other person to like know their shit. Or there's going to be those people who are like, let's just pay someone to do it.
Yeah.
I will say when we first got married, I didn't know my husband was handy. So I hired someone from TaskRabbit to come and like put a mirror up and to do our curtains. I promise there's like a million holes in my bedroom because I did that. And the mirror, they did it the wrong way. And my husband looked at me and he's like, I told you I was going to do it. But at that point, I didn't realize how handy he was. And I didn't want to wait on him. But ever since I did that TaskRabbit thing and saw how they effed it up and I paid for it and him looking at me like, I told you I was going to do it and I would have never done that. I was like, oh shit. So sometimes like we could be too impulsive.
Can you come over? Because I have a few things I need done in my house.
I mean, offer some beer and I'm sure he will. Or will he? I don't know. You have to ask. Actually ask and put us in a group and let's see what he does. Cause I'm so curious. So by the way, Jax's bar looks amazing.
Oh, really?
I think it does.
I think it's a cool concept. And I think that like, you know, I think it's a good like lane for them all to go in, these Vanderpump stars, you know, to have their own restaurant, their own bar. It's like where they came from.
He's not even paying anything. It's all investors.
I know. He's smart. But I hate how he always throws under Sandoval under.
Oh, my God. Like, so
shut up, Jax.
Yeah, I swear. Oh, but before I get into the Jax, I did want to say Jesse seems like, to me, he wants to get better. He takes accountability for how he is. He knows he has to build respect. And he's making all the steps to try and be better. And he says this with his friend. So
yeah, but it's a little bit too late, though. So it's like, where were you? But sometimes, like, you know, people have to hit rock bottom.
Exactly.
But like, he's so checked out, though, at this point, that's like, even if you really wanted to, like,
yeah, it's too late.
It's too late, especially in her eyes, especially if she's tricking. Like, there's no way she's coming back when she's gotten attention and saw someone who's more mature. Like, that's probably why, like, that director she was talking to, who's older, and like she like loves someone that's more mature than Jesse, who's very immature.
It's funny seeing these men talk about feelings, because I guarantee prior to the show these conversations are like so ick for them.
Oh, 1000%.
Anyways, back to Jack. So he stressed about being a dad, husband, starting a business. And it's crazy how guys act so stressed versus women. And at the end of the day, Brittany is the breadwinner here too. So what was interesting about the conversation is she asked Jax about getting pregnant next month. And she's like, you know, we're still going to try. And Jax doesn't seem into it. So there's definitely a disconnect. But what do you think about someone trying when your relationship isn't in the best, you know?
Don't do it. Plain and simple. Like, why do you think bringing another kid's gonna help you guys? But honestly, like, low key, you just want another kid and like that's what you want, then go ahead. But if you think it's going to help your relationship, you shouldn't do it.
If you think it's gonna help your relationship to
Have another kid, like bring you together and like stay longer because you have now you have two kids and you have to help. Like, don't do that. Like, that's not going to bring in anybody.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to add more stress and all that stuff. But again, you're hearing Jack say, we would never end up like this. So if like I'm hearing that, I'm going to say, all right, well, like, anyways, I want another kid. So let's get pregnant.
Exactly.
I don't think people realize that. Like, he's saying it's never going to happen. We're never going to separate. We're never going to, you know. So, I mean, I get, again, there's like pros and cons to that. I was dying with the cast clowning on Jax for lying about losing hair, saying he'll do anything to cash a check because I didn't even realize that he was lying about it. And then Jesse says if he did have a hair issue, it was probably a colic. And by the way, I can relate to that. I have a colic that I have to brush over and I am annoyed because both my daughters have that colic too. And I hate that colic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And both of them have it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, let me brush it over. Where like you just have to brush it over. It looks like a little bald spot.
But what I like thought was so funny though is everyone's like, yeah, cash those checks. Like, but I same though, because it's like if you're gonna get anything from anyone, like just do, like don't just do it. Like you it's not gonna last forever, so why not?
But would I get annoyed if I was Jax and they were saying that, knowing this is like a business venture and then trying to say that I'm just doing this for a check? I don't know. Would I maybe I would.
I mean, like, you kind of have to, like, agree with them in the sense of, like, yeah, I'm just
doing it. I mean, like, yeah, I know. I mean, and then I started looking at his hair, and I was like, wait, his hair does look really nice.
It's, like, same with, like, Brittany and, like, the weight loss it's or the Weight Watchers. Yeah, I'm sure she did the program, but it's, like, is she going to follow that for the rest of her life? No, she did it for a paycheck.
Yeah.
If you get these opportunities, they should take them.
Yeah. Janet and Jasmine sit down and Janet wants to know how lunch went with Jax. And I feel like Janet probably knew already what happened with this, but they have to do this for the camera's purposes.
Yeah, because it seems like Jasmine and Janet are close. I don't love Janet. So, I mean, maybe we'll think differently when she becomes a mom and she's a little different. I don't know.
Yeah. We see this chick talking to Jesse, Jax, and Luke, and this is at, again, Jax's event. And I don't know. It seemed like a setup to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
the Burning Man girl.
Yeah, it seemed like I'm like, what? That she's too much. Like,
yeah, she was like definitely she was definitely very thirsty. But like my take was like, this is why you don't give anybody an inch.
Yeah,
because girls are thirsty. Girls do want guys.
I
like
know.
they probably look like they're rich a little bit. So she's like, yeah, like hello.
Or they're on the show.
Yeah. So it's like, what do you think a girl's gonna do who doesn't really care that much and is like just wants attention and have fun? She's young. So it's like it just goes to show you that like this is why you don't even look at them.
If my husband told a girl, by the way, I want my wife to be wearing what you're wearing to that girl, like I'd have a problem with that.
100%. Everything they did was so wrong.
Do you notice how Danny isn't in this woman's presence? That's, like, you would never disrespect Nia like that.
I literally was thinking that, like, that's why Danny's not even there, because he's the number one husband.
Smart. An older woman is jokingly dancing with Jesse, and Michelle's like, have him, have him. Again, imagine if the opposite happened and Jesse was shouting that.
Yeah, but then it's funny because then she sees him talking to like a younger girl.
I know.
So like, she's like, hey, what's going on here? Are we gonna go to dinner? Like, so it's like, okay, because now you see someone that he's like kind of like, you know, she's young, she's hot, then you have a problem.
Yeah, because when Jesse returns the clothes to the Burning Man pop-up chick, I mean, the Burning Man pop-up chick was aggressive. She's inviting Jesse to her fashion show while she's dressed half naked. And it's like, ma'am, he clearly has a ring on his finger.
Seriously, but girls do not care.
I know, they don't. During dinner, Michelle says Jesse looks too serious. And I mean, it is serious for him. He said he had an hour session with his therapist and has realized that his marriage may be over. And I'm assuming Michelle had told the therapist there's no coming back. And the therapist is, you know, preparing Jesse for that. But Michelle still calls out Jesse in front of everyone. And Jesse, he doesn't seem mentally there. But he does that weird bang on the table and asks Kristen if she has anything interesting to say. And Kristen says she's not doing this again. She says, you're a father, you're a husband, you're grown. And I do agree, but I didn't think his banging was being serious. Or did you feel it was being serious when he banged on the table? I thought he was like making a joke, like he's doing what he did last time.
Yeah, but it's like also psychotic. It's like too much. It's like you're really like, it's like you're coming at me aggressive. And like someone like Kristen can't handle people like that.
I don't know. I just took it like a joke. So I didn't think it was. I didn't think it was that serious. I do like Luke. You know, Kristen's talking crap about Jesse and she says that his own wife called him a douche. And Luke is basically like, yeah, but you've called me that too. And she's like, are you lying? He's like, no, why would I lie about that? And I was dying that he like called her out on that.
Yeah, Luke is definitely a stand-up guy.
Yeah, like, great guy.
He cares about people hurting his girl. He cares about making sure he can stand up for his girl. He's like a man's man. It's like,
yeah,
okay,
I like him. Kristen wants to leave because she says Jesse is abusive. And then I died with Jasmine checking off all these offensive things that Kristen accuses people of, like racist and abusive. They're words you can't say so loosely. And Jesse is getting annoyed because Michelle is telling him to stop. And Kristen is then, she leaves, she talks to a producer and she says all these things about him. I think Jesse then left and he walked away and he hears it. And he says, if you bring out skeletons that I already don't know about my wife, I will bury you. And, you know, obviously not the best threat. Kristen says she would never do that, but she keeps implying she knows things. So it's like, it's debatable.
It's not a good look. You can't as a friend, and I think Michelle ends up saying it too because I was thinking it. Like, you can't say, I'm protecting you. You're threatening me. You're not protecting me. You are threatening me. You're basically saying, you're telling everyone their secrets, but you're not going to say them. At that point, you're insinuating something. So it's just not cool that Kristen did that. You don't do that to a friend. You just don't.
Right. Yeah. Luke hears the ruckus. He pushes Jesse back and Michelle's like, back off my husband. And Kristen says, you have no idea what he did to me. And Michelle's like, he did nothing to you. Kristen says, it's me protecting you and protecting you. Michelle's like, at this point, she's over it, which I can understand because anyone who constantly holds something over you, it's just not cool.
Just say it. Like at that point, just say it. Yeah. Just say what you're doing. Just say
exactly.
It. Exactly. Set us both free.
Yeah, exactly. Kristen says, you want me to stop protecting you? And what was interesting is in the confessional, they do ask Michelle about these secrets that Kristen is referring to, and she laughs about it, which is a little suspect because she obviously did tell Kristen things. Kristen says, your husband talks shit about you and that he's going to leave you in 2 months. Is it weird that I felt bad for Jesse here? Because in reality, it was Michelle who said it.
Yeah, that's like messed up. And then here you go, Jack is like, oh, it's all.
And he walks away. And I'm like, dude, say something that's so messed up because it was never Jesse who said it. And Jesse's like, you know, Jesse's like flabbergasted. He's like, what? You know?
You know what I think? You know what I think sometimes is that Kristen and Jax know the deal. They know how to get a good show, they know what to do. Yeah. And I think Kristen was really bringing it. And then Jax was trying to stay out of it as well. Like he made sure to be like more sneaky work. And I think Kristen didn't understand. She wasn't dealing with the same people she's used to dealing with. So I think like a lot of things got thrown in her face. And I think she would take a different, you know, tone next season.
Yeah.
Jesse. Or maybe she's just like that. I don't know. Kristen, you tell us.
I mean, she's bringing the show. She's bringing it. And I appreciate it because I think the show's really, really good. Jesse wants Luke to check Kristen. Luke wants Jesse to talk to his wife. I died when Jesse stormed at Zach and Zach was like so helpless. Like he's like, what the F is going on? I just got here. And he didn't even try to fight Jesse back. He was like literally scared.
Oh my God. That and then like her Michelle's nipples out. Like it was such a hot mess. And like a hallway was happening. I was cracking up.
Kristen says she is still being a good friend by holding on to her secrets. And then Kristen finally says out loud, Michelle has had a boyfriend for a year. And, but you know, Jesse didn't hear that. But to me, it sounds like when Michelle was unhappy last year and talked about moving into an apartment, that would probably be when all of this happened. And yeah, I don't know. It was just crazy, right? I don't know where Chantel just went. But on next week episode, we will see Jesse and Michelle talk about the rumors. And Jesse thinks this is making her relationship closer with Michelle, which is crazy. And a little bit of a sneak peek is Jesse will say on next week's episode, I think what it's actually doing is bringing us closer together because we're sticking up for each other all the time. And then he says, it was so hard for me to hear some of those things that she was saying. It's just like waking up in the middle of the night and thinking about comments.
Jesse said that?
Yeah. What just happened to you, Chantel?
I know. Oh my God.
I can't. Jesse will even question Michelle's behavior on next week's episode. He says that gets in my head. And then it's like, you went out with your girls. Why didn't you post, like where he'll say all of this, like rumors gets in his head. And then he says, why didn't you post any pictures of you guys drinking margaritas or something? And he'll be telling Michelle that. And then he says, did she really go out with the girls or is she seeing somebody behind my back? All this does is snowballs. Then I have all these crazy ideas in my head. And then in a confessional that we'll see next week, Jesse elaborates on the potential evidence he has, saying, she used to tell me at first when we started dating, if I put my cell phone down, you know, that is like a sign. And then all of a sudden she starts putting her cell phone face down. And then he continues and says, for years, she wouldn't go out and have a margarita without doing boomerangs. Then all of a sudden, no more posting. And her thing was, well, sometimes I want to take a break from social media. Bullshit. She just never took a break from social media ever.
Yeah. So like, okay, like then you're seeing all these signs. Like, how did you not question her?
Yeah.
Like if that was a girl, the roles were reversed, we'd be on you like freaking crazy if all these things are changing. I feel bad for him in that sense.
Me too.
She really like betrayed him in like the sense of cheating and being dishonest and disloyal. Like that's not cool for anybody. So it's like, you know, he could be a, like not a great husband to you, but you don't go and do that. Break up the relationship just like we tell all the other guys too.
Right. I agree. I don't know. I'm feeling really bad for him, and it's sad because they're obviously not together, but they shouldn't be together. They clearly shouldn't be together.
And you know, they're still young and they both are like, you know, good looking, like they'll find someone if they,
exactly.
if they want, and you know, they can try to be happier without each other. I think they were too young and then they got pregnant and stuff. So it's like, or they really like, you know, just like people change and people can tolerate things later on, and like they can't tolerate things later on in life. And you could tell Michelle does not like Jesse's personality. So she really doesn't like him as a human being.
Exactly. Yeah, so next week obviously looks very, very interesting. I'm super excited to see it. To be continued. But I think that's all we have for today. So thank you guys for listening. Let us know what you guys think about the Valley and if you're getting more into it, what you'd want to see, all that stuff. We love hearing from you guys. Yes. So thanks for listening.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.